Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
What about Al Horford?
Now he's valued by everybody in the league. He has lots of different options, including retirement. But if he decides to indeed continue his career, the Golden State Warriors have been very aggressive in trying to bring him in. He would fit well anywhere.
Perfect.
But obviously, the Lakers are badly in need of a center, so they have been involved with that too. So I would expect there's a decent chance if he continues his career, it's out here on the West Coast with either Golden State or LA.
What a good spot to be in. He could retire, or I don't know, he could go make like $20 million a year on the West Coast to be a sort of part-time player, complimentary player.
Yeah, you know, you save him for the postseason when he comes through.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
He's one of my favorite players. Like, I like his whole vibe, his attitude, the way he plays.
So, Lou Maloney used to, because of the contract, because at the time it was the biggest free agent contract ever signed by the Celtics.
How about that?
It was right around 4th of July 2016, I want to say, right with the same time that they were courting Kevin Durant. And that son of a bitch said no to Tom Brady, so the heck with him, right?
Him, he said no to what's his name? The band with the long hair guy. Come on, what's the guy that went out to the Hamptons?
Tom Brady?
No, the center for the Celtics. Come on.
Oh, Kelly Olynyk. How dare, no one says no to the clinic.
I mean, let's send Kelly Olynyk out there.
That's actually why he said no.
It was like Tom Brady's coming. Awesome. Isaiah Thomas. Hey, that guy's a gamer. Kelly Olynyk. You mean the guy who smells like Vermont? Get out of here.
I'm not. You, the Kobe Bryant. Do I know that guy?
Smells like patchouli. But Horford comes in at the time. Maloney used to always call him,
Average Al.
Yeah, his nickname was Everyday Al. He called him Average Al. I used to call him the Buffet because I thought he did a bunch of everything pretty well. Like, not a resort quality or Vegas $100 buffet, Andy, where it's like king crab legs and everything. But a standard issue buffet, Ted, because there wasn't anything he was exceptional at, but he did a lot of things well. And I think he is the kind of guy that if there is a team out there that's like, all right, that team is just like one guy short. Who's got championship DNA? A Drew Holiday? Hell yeah. And an Al Horford? You bet. He would be such a perfect fit in L.A.
Okay.
See him go.
So Al Horford would be a perfect fit elsewhere because it doesn't seem like he's going to be a member of the Boston Celtics, much like Drew Holiday. Much like Kristaps Porzingis, as we get to learn a new roster.
Much like Luke Kornet.
What would you think of a roster for the Celtics that included Dame Lillard, who is going to be bought out by the Milwaukee Bucks so they can sign Miles Turner when it all becomes official, I believe, July 6th?
Must be nice to have buyout money.
Yeah, and I didn't know this, but the guy with the Browns is involved with the Bucks now, and that's part. They actually think he's
Jimmy,
part of the...
Jimmy Haslam?
Jimmy Haslam is leading part of the charge to buy out Dame.
Probably thinking... all right, now if there's a way I could just do this with Deshaun Foster.
So the beauty of it is he is a free agent as soon as this buyout actually happens. And because the Bucs are buying him out, he gets his, I believe it's $54 million this year and $57 million next year. So any team could sign him for the veteran minimum. He getting his $55 million each of the next 2 years, coming off a torn Achilles. He's going to be rehabbing for at least a large portion.
He'll miss the most of next year.
Of next season, absolutely. But the Boston Celtics were one of the first teams to reach out, reportedly, to Dame Lillard. That list also includes the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, the two teams we just talked about with Al Horford. But my question is, do you like just the theoretical idea of he rehabs for a year, you don't have to pay him anything, he works out with Tatum for a little bit, does his own thing, and then it's Jason Tatum, it's Jaylen Brown, and it's Dame Lillard on the same team? Is that a trio that
What do you think my answer's going to be?
I think you're not going to like it.
Yeah. Because I've been talking about this ad nauseum about how they need to get younger. He's 34 yeah. years old. So yep. let's have two aging veterans off of Achilles injuries.
What could go wrong?
Let's see if we can any other Achilles injured guards that need at least 20 shots a night.
The guy doesn't play any defense. Offensively he can cook it up with the best of them, but I don't trust that he's going to be even close to the player he once was when he was at Portland.
Oh, he was awesome. That's yeah. Dame time. And
yeah.
The whole thing.
The 40-footer in front of Paul George remains one awesome. Of my five favorite
shots.
At his
34 years old, Achilles, no thanks. See ya. It's not even a debate to
and
me.
Just to add some detail to the story. So apparently he was never happy in Milwaukee, and not just the fit on the court with Giannis. I guess his family did not move from Portland, so he had family, kids,
yeah.
and
it's a fun little city.
So my guess is he wants to go back to the West Coast where he can be closer to the family. Maybe they'd move down the coast to, you know, Golden State or L.A.
That's my money.
But it is an interesting thing because I didn't realize. So the way this works, the Bucks get to spread the $112 million over the next 5 years. That's how you buy out a guy over in the NBA. That's what they'll be doing. But it's offset money, Ted. You know it from the NFL, offset language. Any team that pays him, it gets subtracted from what the Bucks owe. So there's really no reason, you know what I mean? He doesn't get more money unless you pay him above the $54 million he was already going to get. And if you're another team, the more you pay him, you're kind of helping the Bucks out with their big contract that they tried to get out from under. So he's legit probably going to sign for virtually no money.
I see what you're saying. So it makes him very, very attractive.
Very attractive, especially for a team like the Celtics, which what's priority number one this offseason? Chut and Ching, money. It's figuring out a way to get a roster as cheaply as possible.
It just doesn't fit what I think the profile of the team needs to be, which is younger, more athletic, Tatum-centric.
That's what I wonder. Like, if Jason Tatum reads this, what's he thinking? Wait, who's going to shoot when the game's on the line? Let's say we did this. Who's going to shoot?
I'd let him shoot first.
Dame?
Also, where do
you mean Dame, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Where do Dame's shots come from?
His hands.
Sure. I mean, that's a good answer.
I don't know what you're asking.
If he's going to put up 20 shots a night, where are they going to come from? 10 from Pritchard, 5 from Tatum, 5 from somebody else. Like, he's a volume player.
He's a volume guy. But you did get rid of Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, Al Horford.
You've added in Simons, the Garza Strip, and a bunch of other guys.
I'm not sure Simons is going to be here, and I'm not sure I want him shooting. So those are two issues along the way.
That's probably true.
But I do not. I'm with Ted. I don't
say he goes to the Warriors.
This Dame Lillard to the Celtics feels sad to me. Like, it almost like you
sad.
went from this, you know, like, you're the favorite, the defending champs, you're a dynasty, to you got to pick up a bargain basement aging former good player coming off a bad Achilles only because he's cheap. Doesn't that feel something that should be almost beneath them at this point?
Were you talking about the Warriors or the Celtics?
Celtics.
Oh, Celtics. Gotcha.
Celtics.
Yeah.
No, if the Warriors want to add him, because they're already kind of an old team, they're kind of that weird, sad wrestlers who are all, you know, were awesome 10 years ago.
I feel like teams, like Warriors kind of grabbed like old aging
yes.
veterans.
Yes.
They paid Jimmy Butler $60 million. Steph Curry's making the moon, and that ownership group spends.
I think they tried to, instead of doing a full reboot,
yes.
these teams that were once great, try to kind of see if they can steal a one with an old aging guy to see if he can maybe come here and all of a sudden he plays better than he has in the most recent years. I feel like that's kind of the mentality of some of these teams
yep.
that have overspent and now are trying to not completely go under and be irrelevant and still be relevant by bringing in an aging guy just in case.
Yep.
Magic in a bottle.
And at least in part, like some of that for them is the pool kid was supposed to be good. They gave him money and he wasn't.
He just got moved again.
He did. And like when you make mistakes on some of those guys, then the fallback is, oh, well, Dame Lillard's available.
Does it feel like a basketball Expendables or one of those movies that used to feature like James Garner and Clint Eastwood, like
absolutely
old balls.
Absolutely. And that's why I don't want the Celtics. And you know, there's also, Ted, you could probably figure this out. There's also an aspect of, does he fit in with JB? Even if we're projecting when Tatum's back, does he fit in with JB? And how does
Don't they have a history? Don't they not like each other?
No, that's Giannis that JB
My bad,
is.
My bad.
JB hates Giannis. He's a child. Remember the whole short pulling? Yeah. He sat on him. They went back and
forth. They're not trading him, are they, too? Because he was kind of pouting on social media.
See, the funny thing is, I don't know why he would be. I mean, I get in one sense why he'd be pouting, but not really. Dame's not playing this year, and Dame wanted out. Apparently, Dame is ecstatic. The best thing he heard was they were buying him out.
I've read a couple of things. I've heard that he's mad that Giannis got off on it.
Wouldn't you be thrilled if somebody was like, Andy, we're going to give you $80 million not to play basketball in Milwaukee?
He didn't like Milwaukee. Yeah. He didn't want to be
there. He didn't want to go there in the first place.
He didn't want to go there in the first place, and I think he probably could have talked himself into it if they had clicked on the court and they were rolling, and all of a sudden you get off to a 15-2 start, we're going to win a title, but that didn't happen. And then he gets hurt. Like, do you want to be rehabbing to go back to a place you don't really like in the first place? So I think it's better off for him. I think he could end up being a nice player for the right team. Maybe it is Golden State. I don't know. The Lakers have a little bit of that aging thing too. You're going to pair him up with
100%. Let's say if you're the Lakers right now, you have Luka. He needs shots. LeBron is always going to need his shots. Reeves is going into a year where he's turned down a significant contract offer because he's trying to get his shots so he can earn an even bigger payday. You may sign Horford. Where do the shots come from for Dame Lillard when he's healthy, let's say?
There's only one basketball. You ever heard that?
Literally.
That's what a lot of the coaches.
Nope.
It's only one basketball. Yeah. 617-779-7937. You can chime in. Would you want Dame Lillard? Although I'm not sure there's a lot of people out there that would. I feel like Rich Keefe would be a guy that would like that idea. He's a star bleeper, if you know what I mean. Mm. He likes when those big names are available on the open market. Unfortunately, he's on vacation this week, so he can't find out. He'll tune in next week. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is time for Odds and Ends. And it is time for us to pay off or react to our assignment that Professor Ted Johnson had for us, the little Ted Johnson Movie Club. First assignment, first film that we had to watch was Last of the Mohicans. Stiz was the last guy. We had to bump it off a day. Stiz has watched it. We've all seen it now. We'll react, and I'm going to duck and make sure Ted doesn't hit me. Odds and Ends, Last of the Mohicans, up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A warrior goes to you swift and straight as an arrow shot into the sun. Welcome him and let him take his place at the council fire of my people. He is Uncas, my son. Tell him to be patient. And ask death for speed, for they are all there, but one, I, Chingachgook, last of the Mohicans.
WEEI Afternoons, broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. That was a clip from The Last of the Mohicans. Daniel Day-Lewis, 4 decades ago, whatever it is now.
September of 1992.
And that's going to bring us to Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for the car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-4-KIDS. So why'd we play a clip from Last of the Mohicans? Because Ted Johnson has been assigning, or has started to assign us movies we need to see, specifically me, but also Stiz. Some of us on this show haven't seen some movies that I think Ted considers some of the great movies of all time. We know that Ted loves movies, that Fitzy loves movies. So we started with Last of the Mohicans, and we're going to do, I believe, one a week is our plan, Ted?
For the rest of the summer.
Okay.
Ted's Movie Club?
Ted's Movie Club, one a week, and we're going to then discuss the movies and rank them on a scale of 1 to 5 Johnsons.
Now, that was Dan who came up with that,
yes,
right? Ball game. That was your flourish?
I figured, you know, you have stars, you have tomatoes, we have Johnsons here,
right,
on this
love
show.
It. Yeah. Let's
you know.
1 to 5.
1 to 5 Johnsons.
And Nick being the cinephile and Ted being the one who's recommending them, I also want to collect your scores in Johnsons so we can have a cumulative show score. And we can also kind of base off of this is what you think compared to your favorite movies of all time. So we'll have a scale to go off.
So, Ted, you started off. Why was this the first movie you suggested? Why do you love this movie? Give me a quick
I can't
synopsis.
Remember exactly. I think it just the movie came up, and and you said you hadn't seen it, and it was like
me?
Well, it's hard for me to be friends with somebody who's not cultured, who's limited
Son
in their experience.
In all those Perfect. Saturdays that I hosted alongside you, and you didn't know songs, movies, I never once flogged you with. It's hard for me to host. It's hard for me to work with someone who's not cultured.
This and the Masters, he doesn't think
holy
my
smokes. I mean, that, talk about just tossing out the trash, Teddy.
There's movies that just get to me. They just boom right in there. And so I'm a big fan of movie. I think part of it is just, you know, when you have a kind of a unique upbringing like I had, movies were your escape. And so movies are like books, but with pictures. And so I'm a big fan of them. And this is one of my favorite movies because it gets you right. It has a lot. It has friendship. It has love. It has warriors. It's about tribes. It's got a lot of things that appeal to me in a movie, and it has one of the best scores of any movie you will ever see.
All time. Andy, the book. So I like the, I'd had to read the book right around that same time. Last of the Mohicans by James Fenimore Cooper, from Cooperstown, Dan. There you go. A little baseball knowledge right there for the ball game. Not a very exciting book. Mm. It is amazing how Michael Mann, who is one of the most dynamic movie directors, I'd say, of the last half century. He's made movies that you would have previously seen and enjoyed, like the movie that features the greatest gunfight of all time, Heat. Ever see that?
Yes, I have seen that.
Excellent. Fantastic film. A little long, but still amazing. Perhaps you saw Collateral.
Tom Cruise?
Ever see Collateral? Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx?
I think Jamie Foxx. Yeah, I have seen
the
that.
The one where the cab driver has to drive the killer. Also features maybe the greatest nightclub gunfight scene ever. Last of the Mohicans, Ted, the first word I would use to describe it is visceral.
Yeah.
Like everything from Hawkeye running through the mountains to try to save, prevent Chingachgook's son from dying, Uncas.
Yep.
Also the stay alive scenes. Stay alive no matter where you are. I will find you under the waterfall. The love scene where he's staring her down when they're at the fireplace right there. And Madeline Stowe is about a 75 out of 10. We'll get to how you feel about her in a second. And Daniel Day-Lewis, arguably the greatest actor since Sir Laurence Olivier, is just looking at her with these smoldering eyes, the adopted son of Chingachgook, the last of the Mohicans. Everything about this movie just gives you feels. It is like it's a movie you feel from head to toe. And if when you watched it, you weren't ready to just like run through the forest, like Ted said, start a battle, or
we're
like,
about to find out what they if they feel.
So
the same
Dan Ball is going to kick us off because Fitzy, you said if you watch this and weren't ready to run into a battle, then you don't know what to do with them. Dan Ball, how did your viewing go?
This is what I get for trusting Andy with information. All right, I'm going to be completely honest and give you the full rundown of how this went.
Let's go.
I started it. I got about 20 minutes in. It did not catch me, and I stopped.
Wow. Okay.
Shut it off.
I was very...
Even the music with the mountains and the smoke.
Now, the one thing, that, and you teed up something important, it's a gorgeous movie. The what you kind of alluded to before we watched it, the cinematography, the soundtrack, like the different elements of movie making were checked. I can understand if they show that in film schools, I would not be surprised in this.
Or just in a theater as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is interesting. Now, okay, so you, how many Johnsons would you give it?
So I picked it up. I started it over, picked it up and did it again from start to finish. Second half of the movie was fantastic.
Okay.
So I think I split it right down the middle with a little bit of extra given to the cinematography. I'd give it 3 Johnsons.
3 Johnsons?
That's not too bad,
the way it started. Okay, Stiz, what is your take? Did you watch it?
Yes, so I watched it last night. Now, I happen to be, I would consider myself somewhat of a cinephile as well, and I also love period pieces, so like going back to that time period, I absolutely loved. I thought it was funny that he was hooking up with Cora within like 20 minutes in the movie.
Yeah.
Just like,
for the audience's benefit, he was not making out with Alex Cora, but rather Madeline Stowe's character.
Yeah, the character's name is Cora. Yeah. And then it was also funny, Fitzy referenced the waterfall scene where he's like, if they don't kill you, meet me. I'll find you. They're going to take you up north. But overall, I really enjoyed the movie. The ending. Oh my God, the poor girl, spoiler alert, throws herself off the cliff after the other guy couldn't save her. I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it 4.5 Johnsons.
Ooh, good Lord.
Pretty good right there.
A lot of Johnsons.
Okay. Sis.
Do you guys want to give yours before Andy gives his, or do you want Andy to go first?
I'll go last. So
okay.
Andy, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Andy.
I'm going to say I didn't love it. I thought it was meh. I did think it started out very slow. You know, it kind of picked up, but it never really hit stride for me. I thought it, what I actually thought of was your love of romance novels. Mm. Almost every scene to me felt like it could have been the cover of a romance novel.
Every movie.
With his long hair.
Every movie is a love story.
Like,
you don't
like
know that.
Flowing in the breeze.
So
and she's in his
handsome.
Arms with the sunset going down.
Yeah.
And I usually like these types of movies and the like, the combat, and whether it's Braveheart or Gladiator, like these stories, love and war, and it's all you know intertwined.
Yeah.
2.5 Johnson.
You know what? So a guy that wears Hey Dudes gives it a 2.5.
Yep.
Now he's just ad hominem like outfit shaming you.
Okay. Yeah,
I think that's the highest score that somebody in the Hart family would give that.
Oh, my wife stopped. What she walked out. She actually said, "I'm going to go to the bathroom," and I went to pause it, and she goes, "Don't pause it. I won't be back."
So I've seen this movie.
Like, ouch, babe.
I would say probably 6-7 times.
I've seen it once, and that'll be it.
Well, it's one of my absolute favorites. Like I said, I connect with it emotionally. I connect with it physically. It's a very emotional film for me. The ending absolutely ruins me, but everything along the way until that sequence. I don't mind a little bittersweet in my ending of a movie. I don't mind some melancholy and sorrow mixed with all that action and ferocity, Ted. Like I said, top 5 soundtrack to me all time. Gorgeous movie. And it's from Michael Mann, top 5 director. Your score on IMDb was a 7.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, 88%. Pretty rock solid for me. Nominated for a couple of Academy Awards. And Daniel Day-Lewis.
But how many Johnsons?
Damn, 5 straight.
5 straight. Johnsons?
This is in the Fitzy's top 50 all-time movies.
So you started out like nothing will be higher.
No, this is...
Wow.
This is right. This is one of my... I said, this is in the Fitzy top 50.
Okay, and then Ted Johnson.
It's 4.5 for me.
The professional.
4.5.
All right.
So it's anything 4 and over is I'm only going to recommend movies that I think are 4...
Okay.
And over.
That's
so,
good.
So it's not every movie's going to be
a judgment is questionable based on one, but we'll get there. We'll see.
That's totally fine. It's not for everybody.
So we do have 5s that we'll get to.
We do. Definitely.
We do have 5.
Well, in my opinion, you guys might see it differently.
All right.
So 2.5, 3, that's 5.5, 4.5, that makes 10, 5. And Stiz get 19.5, Dan, out of 5 people. That gives it an aggregate score of 3.9 Johnsons.
Okay.
Seems a little high to me.
Seems a little high to you.
Let's mix in a couple calls real quick while we can.
I resisted the joke on that one.
Rick in New Hampshire. I'm assuming you are calling in regards to Last of the Mohicans. What's up, Rick?
I am calling in regards to Daniel Day-Lewis. And Fitzy,
okay.
Have you ever seen My Left Foot? That singly is the best acting performance I have ever seen in my life.
You are correct, sir.
All right, thanks for the call, Rick.
I got to see it.
It's a tough watch. Guys, I just want to. It's a tough watch. It's a very tough watch.
Let's go to Brian in Norwood, who has a comment on our movie talk. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just completely random since you brought up Last Mohicans in Cooperstown.
Lake George is right at the sound, and that's actually where they film all those canoe battle scenes where they were fleeing and trying to race away from the enemy.
Oh, thanks for the call, Brian. I was at Lake George last summer for a lacrosse
tournament. Hey, that was the other cool thing, too, because after the movie ended, I went and looked it up. Obviously, the Mohicans are a real tribe, but some of them right here in our own backyard in Massachusetts. Yeah, cool.
I thought most of it was filmed in North Carolina. I didn't realize
that. The mountain sequences were filmed in North Carolina.
The lake in Lake George, very cool. Did not know that.
All right, that's going to do it for Odds and Ends, and that's kind of going to do it for WEEI Afternoons today, but we got to come back on the other side for one of those mini Arcan shows, so... WEEI Afternoons leading into Red Sox baseball and the Mass Mutual pregame show after a 5-3 win early in the afternoon. Looking to sweep the day, sweep the series. A little extended. Ted Johnson and company next here on WEEI.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.